That's okay.
Are we ready? Obviously, I'm really proud of my team. Started a little flat. Started to look like last year's game against Iowa at the start. And Deion came in, hit a couple shots. I think we hit three threes in a row in transition. Kind of got us going. Our defense was better. I thought our defense as the game wore on just got better and better and better and better. A lot of guys played well for us. Got a little limited in the second half. Josh Tomajic had to play. Gave us, I think, 10 minutes in the second half. Really good minutes. 3 for 3 from the field. So and then I thought Anthony Cowan was terrific. We just played through Anthony really the last 12 minutes. He was great and kind of opened the floor up for us. Good win.
Okay, we'll open it up for questions. If you can wait for the microphone, we'll start with Don.
About Anthony, it's, you know, first half, you were going to get 4 points off the line. You start wondering if all the minutes are catching up and all the stuff takes over.
You got to be positive.
The game, the second half, in terms of really dictating the pace of the game. Is that just, did you say anything to him at halftime?
No. I just said something to my staff. I said, our two best players got to start playing better. And I thought they both had great second halves, Kevin and Anthony. And we kind of fed off them. So, you in the back of your mind, you're thinking, is it too much? But I think if we went out and played another 40 minutes, Anthony could play the whole game. So he's pretty special. And I kept asking Kevin, how do you feel? And he kept saying, I feel great. So, we are what we are. And we got to keep those guys fresh and have them ready on game day. But, I mean, you look at Anthony's numbers, and then the way he played defense was pretty amazing.
Roman. Mark, going off of that, is it nice, you talked the other night about Anthony dribbling a lot, that's not what you guys wanted. Was tonight more of what you wanted in terms of he didn't really have to carry the load offensively, and Bruno could do what he did?
We did some ISOs for him and ran plays, and he knows he can make plays in those. The other night, we really couldn't run as much. But I thought where we were really good tonight was zone offense. They ran three different zones at us. We were really good in all three. We put a couple things in yesterday, and the guys executed them great. And then they had to play us man. And most of the second half, they played man. They went to zone like two possessions, and we got layups again. So we did some really nice things against the zone. But no, I think Anthony got most of his stuff out of the offense, and we're a much better team when that happens. So, and I know a lot of people were concerned about turnovers, but we're getting better with the turnovers each and every game. So, we're getting better. Considering what we've been through, we're getting better.
Josh, right back there.
Mark, Iowa has similar size to Michigan State, but you were able to go stronger or smaller for longer stretches tonight. How much did it help having, I guess, a couple of more days to kind of devise a defensive game plan with a small ball time?
Well, it was nice to get a little time off. I gave the guys off Friday. That's a different animal. I think this team's a little younger, some of their post guys. But I thought we did a great job on Cook. He is so good. And I thought we did a terrific job on him. We were aware of him all night. And we ran a play at him. We got a foul the first possession. And that was big, And those are little things that add up as the game goes on. But, Daryl was out there battling. Think about this. Daryl Marcel started on the point guard. And then when I went small, he had to guard a big guy. Pretty amazing what that kid's given us. And he's got boundless energy, and he's got boundless toughness. And, for us to win like that, the limitations that we had tonight just shows you that a lot of guys really played well.
Question for Don.
Talking defense, Walt.
Let me get out of here.
Don.
Mark, Deion had a tremendous first half.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and he
first
get
play.
Hit, get hit in the face.
Poked in the eye kind of deal.
Can you talk about the first half and then also what the kid's been through to have a night like that?
I feel so bad for him. I tell you what, I saw it yesterday in practice. He really got after it. It was his best practice in a while. We had a really, really good practice yesterday. I had a feeling that he was going to play well tonight. It was just so disappointing, you know, to see him, you know, get poked or whatever it is. And so hopefully it'll be a quick recovery, and he'll be back in practice on Tuesday, and, you know, he can give us minutes. We need Deion. It's pretty obvious. And I thought his minutes were great. I thought Checo's minutes in the first half were terrific. So a lot of guys played well for us.
I just thought just at the start when Deion came in, down
17-7,
and Deion
hit a couple. Yeah, I thought Kevin was about, first shot was about 6 inches short. I'm like, let me get him second win. Let me get him out. And I don't think we were playing with the energy we needed to play with. Kevin didn't have that bounce in his step, and I think taking him out kind of let him just sit there, get his wind, and I thought he was much better after that. So I got a lot of confidence in Deion. I just feel bad for him. And, you know, if he just could have stayed healthy his whole career, it'd been a lot different. But, you know, hopefully this thing's going to be real quick and he'll be back ready to go on Thursday.
Gotcha, guys. Hey, Mark, can you talk about the importance of this victory on the heels of Michigan State?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to win, guys. And, you know, Michigan State is really good. I know they lost today. They've only played 2 road games, I think, and it's a little bit different on the road. And I just didn't feel like we lost by 30. And so the team didn't feel like we lost by 30. We feel like we really competed. We got an unbelievable foul trouble. And they played for 40 minutes. And so we left it there and moved on. But we know our schedule. We got the hardest schedule in the league, in my mind. It's not even close. And so we know what lies ahead. So whenever you can get a win, get to 14-4 for what we've been through, 3-2 in the league. You know, we got better tonight. That's really what matters. We got better. We're getting better in a lot of phases. So hopefully between now and Thursday, I can make us better in small ball phases. You know, what we see, even though Ohio State's got some good length too.
Coach, last question. Right.
Thank you.
You've obviously lost 2 key contributors in Bender and Jackson, but you guys still have 6 guys, double figures tonight. Can you just talk a little about this team's depth?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why you recruit, you know, you try to build depth. I'm not sure we have as much as I'd like for losing 2 guys, I thought, you know, but if Josh is going to continue to improve, that's going to help us. You know, I think Checo, every time he goes out there, gets a little bit better, a little bit more confident. Bruno gets a heck of a lot smarter every time he plays. And then, you know, Daryl just loves to play. So, and then you really expect Anthony and Kevin just to be who they are. So, yeah, do we have some depth? Yeah. Are we building more depth? Yeah. You know, we got to get Jared to be a little more consistent because he's helped us at times, and get him a little bit more consistent. You know, that'll help us moving forward.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you, Coach. Great job. We will have Bruno, Daryl, and Checo coming into the meeting.